Riders Radio Theater is on the air!
It's the Riders on Radio. Come on, park and saddle up and go. Get ready for the cowboy show. Yo, yay, yo, yay, yay. We've been working since the break of day. We've been doing it the cowboy way. Now it's time to play. We're gonna ride the boat and rank a little tune. We're gonna hoot and holler and howl at the moon.
Yes, partners, it's time to saddle up and ride the airwaves once again with America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky. Too Slim, the man of many hats. Woody Paul, the king of the cowboy fiddlers. And Ranger Doug, the idol of American youth. This is Texas Big Spender inviting you to join Riders in the Sky for a thrilling program of high yodeling adventure.
We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoot and holler and howl at the moon. Oh, 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 oh. Yo-lay-you. Every buckaroo and buckaroo, there's a place around the fire for you, with Riders in the Sky. So come on and let's ride.
And now, with the 1,925th performance of their careers, here are Riders in the Sky.
Thank you, thank you. Whoa, listen to him, go.
It's a stampede.
Yeah. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckarettes, and thank you, Texas Bix Bender, the voice that sold a million baby chicks over border radio. What a living legend. Well, before we slip into something a little more comfortable, let me take a moment to introduce you to Riders in the Sky. To my left, that's your right, as you ponder the warm glow of your Philco transitone, is the young man who plays the string bass in our trio. He always is ready with a quote from Branch Rickey. He's too slim.
Yes, I am. Thank you. Thanks, Ranger Doug. Thank you, Ranger Doug. You know, I was looking through the script here tonight, and as always, I was reminded of a quote from Branch Rickey, and I remember in particular the one, my father died at the age of 82 while planting fruit trees on unproductive soil. That just kills me.
Right. Thank you, Slim. To my right, your left, the king of the cowboy fiddlers, Woody Paul!
Woody, 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 Woody.
I just want to take a little poll here. Does anybody here know who Branch Rickey is? Would you raise your hand?
Look at that. All right.
Why didn't you laugh then?
Why wasn't it funny?
Ladies and gentlemen, here's a man that everybody knows, the idol of American youth, Ranger Doug.
There he is.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And our orchestra, under the direction of Joey the Cow Polka King. Well, we're going to kick off the show with a... Well, I guess it was Foy Willing's radio theme song. The theme song of Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage.
Listen to a song of the wind. Listen to a song of the rain. Listen to a song of the sagebrush calling to me again. Me and my pony are free. Sing in a song of the sage. We never care where we be. We never work for a wage. We live a life of leisure here on the desert dry. We never search for treasure. We want nothing gold can buy. Cares of our age, sing in a song of the sage.
and my pony are free. Singing a song of the saints, we never care where we be. Song of the Saints.
Writers Radio Theater will return right after this eye-opening message from El Philo, Larry Mammoth.
Friends, do you occasionally stop dead in your tracks, transfixed by the call of the wild? Does the sight of an RCMP uniform set your heart pounding? Have you always yearned for the lusty, dusty, timber-topping life of a true Canadian? But have you always been afraid of committing an embarrassing gaffe or blunder in that oh-so-civilized wilderness on our northern border? Well, fear no more. For I, Larry Mammoth, have enlisted the aid of your favorite Canadian, Sergeant Dudley, RCMP, to come up with a foolproof guide to success in that blood-stirring nation of laws. Sergeant Dudley, tell these lucky listeners just a few of the chapters to be found in your exciting new book, Sergeant Dudley's Guide to Canadian Etiquette.
Thank you then, Larry, eh? Some of the chapters include...
One!
Proper use of the interrogative, eh? Is thrice in a sentence too much, then? Eh?
Two.
Parlor tricks with your timber wolf.
Three.
The Canada deuce, friend or foul.
Four.
A pronunciation guide to tomorrow, bean and schedule.
Five.
Flipping beavers, what is the line between frolic and faux pas?
Six.
When to speak French and when to smugly ignore it, eh?
Seven.
Curling, he-man sport of the 90s.
Eight.
Proper times for giving moose right of way.
And 9 through 14.
Appropriate usage of such familiar phrases as mush, mush, pass the labats then, eh? Shack happy, thaw, cabin fever, and always get their man.
Act before free trade is rescinded and receive an absolutely no extra charge, Sergeant Dudley's guide to Canadian currency, including such tips as...
No, beaver pelts are no longer accepted.
The ever popular...
Why did we forget to make round edges on our nickels, eh?
And who can forget?
Why does our currency bear the likeness of a very dyspeptic Queen Elizabeth?
Do it now, friends. Do it today. Prepare for your new life in the great outdoors by ordering this incredible guide for only $9.99. That's right, it's only $9.99.
That's $12.95 Canadian, eh?
Here's out of order.
To order your $9.99 guide to Canadian etiquette and the companion guide to Canadian currency, call 1-900-COOTH, eh? That's 1-900-COOTH, eh? And remember, this is not a toll-free call. Here again are Riders in the Sky.
Thank you, Texas Bix. You know, it's guest time again on Riders Radio Theater, and I must say, Slim, you've been doing a great job lately. We haven't had a banjo player in a couple of months.
Oh, thanks, Ranger Doug.
Would you do the honors tonight?
I'd be glad to, Ranger Doug. I'm especially proud to have this fella on our show. He's a great singer and a legendary songwriter, and interestingly enough, this is crazy, but he's got a new career going as a Hollywood stuntman. Maybe we can get him to talk about it. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Guy Clark.
Yeah!
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Guy. Thanks for coming on our show. It's a pleasure to have you on Riders Radio Theater.
It's lovely to be here, Ranger Doug.
would you sing a song for us now at this point in the program?
Well, sure. this is a song called Old Friends, which I guess you would roughly translate as Saddle Pals. Eh?
Yeah.
Eh?
Yeah.
And I think Woody's going to play a little fiddle here. It's like when you're making conversation and you're trying not to scream and you're trying not to tell them that you don't care what they mean. And you're really feeling fragile and you really can't get home. And you really feel abandoned, but you want to be alone. Old friend, they shine like diamonds. Old friend, you can always call. Old friend, Lord, you can't buy 'em. know it's old friends after all. When the house is empty and the light begins to fade, and there's nothing to protect you except a window shade, and it's hard to put your finger on the thing that scares you most, and you can't tell the difference between an angel and a ghost. Old friend, shine like diamonds. Old friend, you can always call. Old friend, Lord, you can't buy 'em. You know it's old friends after all. Yes, it's old friend, they shine like diamonds. Old friend, you can always call. Old friends, Lord, you can't buy. You know it's old friends after all.
The great Guy Clark.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Boy, Guy, it'd really be great if you could do another song if you have the time.
Well, I'd love to, boys, you know, but I took up this stunt work stuff, and it's kind of a hobby to begin with, but it's really taken off, and I got to get out to Hollywood and big scene I'm doing tomorrow.
Wow. Gosh. You're going to fall off your horse and get dragged through the cactus for 500 yards.
Or fall off a cliff into a raging river.
Nah, it's a lot more dangerous than that.
Wow.
Oh,
well, good luck, Guy, and take care of yourself. Come on back. I hope you're all in one piece next time. And come and see us anytime. Ladies and gentlemen, another big round of applause for Guy Clark.
Yeah. Thank you.
Writers Radio Theater is a Mammoth Radio Pictures production in association with WPLN Productions. This show is being taped live at the Tennessee Performing Arts Center in Nashville, Tennessee. And now, Writers Radio Theater presents the ongoing saga of the Cowboy Way. Tonight, episode 9 of the exciting Western melodrama, Singin' Six Guns. As faithful listeners will no doubt recall, Riders in the Sky are in Hollywood preparing to star in the first singing cowboy movie to be made in nearly 40 years. Now, four things you should be aware of before tonight's episode begins.
One!
The producer, B.O. Bernie Brillcream, is in reality the arch-fiend A. Swinburne Slocum.
Two!
Carlisle, the 300-pound villain in the movie, is actually Slocum's evil henchman, Charlie.
Three!
Adrian Barbeau's co-starring role in this movie is thus far just big talk from Slocum.
Four!
The movie itself is just a front for a very big, very evil plan. And now, episode 9, entitled, Speak Up, You Know I Can't Hear You When the Water's Burning. It's late on the night before production is to begin on Singing Six Guns. Riders in the Sky and all good peace-loving folks are tucked in their bedrolls deep in slumber. But down by the main road that leads to the Bidwell Ranch, a convoy of huge tanker trucks grinds to a stop. Painted on their sides in bold letters, the words, Prairie Air Bottled Water. Suddenly, a hulking figure steps from the shadows and approaches the trucks. His flashlight reveals an overgrown dirt road that leads off into the darkness.
Hey, Bud, are you Carlisle?
Right.
Well, where do you want us to dump this stuff?
Down the dirt road here, pal. It's a lake at the end of it. Just pump it out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right, but you know, pal, this is some bad medicine we're hauling here.
I spilled some of it back in the loading dock, and it ate up about a ton of concrete.
Yeah, fascinating. Well, you better be careful with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right, don't you worry. Say, you do have a disposal permit for this, don't you?
Right. We got a mail order from the EPA. Now get moving.
Well, all right, Hoss. I hope this is a big lake you've got. You know we're going to be bringing 10 truckloads a night in here for a whole week.
Right.
They labor at their odious deeds through the night, and by dawn they're gone. And with the first light, the cast and crew of Singing Six Guns are up and preparing for the day's busy shooting schedule.
Gosh, I am so excited. Our first day in the movies. Yeah. Do I look okay, Ranger Doug? Is my hair too blue?
Oh, you look great, Slim.
Oh, great. Gosh, I'm too excited to even eat breakfast.
Oh, a good thing you are, Slim. I just found out that Side Meat's doing the catering for this shoot.
Side Meat, you're doing the catering?
Oh, I sure am, Mosh.
I made real cream a package deal. $5,
Mosh. Oh, $5 a head.
No, $5 for the whole dang thing.
My.
You can buy a lot of beans for $5,
Mosh.
Yes, I'm sure you can.
Hey, guys, here comes Mr. Brill Cream and Otto now.
Morning, boys.
Morning, Mr. Brill Cream. Say, you know, we want to do a good job on our first movie, so perhaps we should take a look at the script.
Of course, the script, Otto. Show them the script.
All right, Bill. There is no script.
What?
I threw that idiot scriptwriter's script away. The script we will shoot from is in my head.
Oh, well, there you have it. The script is in his head. He's such a genius, he doesn't even need to write it down. Otto, what's the first scene?
The chase.
The chase, Ranger Doug. Wow.
Sounds good to us. Who do we chase?
You chase the dark side of human nature.
Let me translate. That would be a 300-pound doofus in a black hat, right?
Right.
I thought as much.
Well, you boys get started. I gotta run into town and pick up Adrian Barbeau. And then bring her out here. I want to introduce her to you before the big love scene, Ranger Dung.
Right. Love scene tomorrow.
I don't think I'll have any trouble finding my motivation for that scene.
Okay. Places, everybody. It's movie-making time.
Wow.
And so while the dew is still on the vine, the camera rolls on the first singing cowboy movie in nearly 40 years under the iron-fisted auteur direction of Otto von Stroheim.
Okay, now chase left to right.
Okay.
Okay, now chase right to left.
Okay, all right.
Okay, now chase over by the big rock.
By the big rock, okay, by the big rock, here we go.
The slim one rides into the branch and falls off the horse.
Rides into the branch and falls.
Excuse me, Otto, don't you usually use a stuntman for a fall like that?
Oh, that would be the easy way.
You too?
But it wouldn't be the Otto way. We only use the stuntman for truly dangerous scenes.
Well, I guess it's a small price to pay for a movie stardom.
Okay. Action!
Okay, here I go!
Ouch! Good, good! That's perfect! Now turn the camera on and do it for real! And
what?
Action!
For real? Alright, here we go!
Head up!
As the morning wore on, Otto's mania for action continues to bruise and batter America's favorite cowboys.
Okay, next, the 300-pound doofus in the black hat pushes all three of you cowboys off the cliff into the raging river below.
Right.
Well, surely we have stuntmen for this.
No! We save him for the truly dangerous stunts.
Here you go, cowboys.
Whoa!
Wait! I didn't say action!
Oops, silly me.
Cowboys, can you hear me down there? We have to do it again. The doofus pushed you too soon.
12 takes later, the doofus got it right.
Right.
Noontime came and went. Otto's zealousness for film realism gave no quarter.
Hey, what about lunch?
Lunch? No time.
Well, that's some consolation.
Next, the doofus throws a rock and knocks the slim one off his horse, and it drags you across the cactus for 500 yards.
Ouch! Ow!
Not yet, doofus. Wait till I say action.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Okay, camera, action!
Okay, ouch! Whoa!
Again and again and again, the neophyte actors hurl their bodies to and fro and fro and to in a brutal pursuit of Otto's mad filmic vision.
Whoa!
Until finally...
Cut! Lose the cowboys. Now bring out the stuntman.
Wow, at last, a stuntman. What terrible, cruel, inhuman thing are you going to do to him?
Okay, everybody get ready now. The song.
The song.
The song.
Wait just a minute there, Mr. Von Stroheim. Hey. We're the singing cowboys around here. We do our own songs.
Yeah. No. Too dangerous. Too dangerous. We use a stuntman, okay? Stuntman, are you ready?
I'm ready and willing to follow the cow person path.
Good. Follow the auto path, please. Now, what is your name?
Guy Clark.
Okay, Guy Clark. Ready, lights? Camera? Action!
Wonder if I can get the riders to play along with me on this, Otto.
Oh, no. Very much too dangerous. You sing. I take a break.
Well, there ain't nothing in the world that I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes. Up in the morning, out in the garden, get you a ripe one, don't get a hard one. Plant them in the spring, eat them in the summer. All winter without them is a culinary bummer. I forget all about the sweating and digging. Every time I go out and pick me a big one. Homegrown tomatoes, what'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. Out to eat, and that's for sure, but it's nothing a homegrown tomato won't cure. Put them in a salad, put them in a stew, you can make your very own tomato juice. You can eat them with eggs, you can eat them with gravy, eat them with beans, pinto or navy. Put them on the side, put them in the middle, put a homegrown tomato on a hot cake griddle. Homegrown tomatoes, what'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. If I was to change this life I lead, I'd be Johnny Tomato Seed. Cause I know what this country needs. It's homegrown tomatoes in every yard you see. So when I die, don't bury me in a box in a cemetery. Out in a garden, it'd be much better. And I could be pushing up homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. Burn it up. Too hot for snakes.
That is a take. Good. Print it. Next scene, the stampede. Lose the stuntman. Riders, on your horses.
Oh, all right.
Doofus, get in position to start the stampede.
Right.
The final scene of the day is a huge cattle stampede down the old Bidwell Trail. But as the crew moves the cattle into position, the sharp, range-wise eyes of Too Slim notice a small cloud of dust coming up the dirt road down below.
Ranger Doug, there's a small cloud of dust coming up the dirt road down below.
Okay, start the herd to moving.
Look, Ranger Doug, it's a taxi, huh? And it's stopping. Hey, somebody's getting out and say the taxi's leaving.
Doofus! Hey, Doofus! Fire the gun and start the stampede!
Right.
Look, huh? It's a brunette in a flimsy nightgown. We better get ready to ride. Gee, funny time of day to be wearing a flimsy nightgown. Gosh. Wait, Ranger Duck, look! It's Adrian Barbeau!
Wow!
But suddenly, without warning, an unkind fate struck. The 5 o'clock whistle blew at the nearby San Bernardino Steak Knife Factory. This caused the stampeding cattle to veer wildly off the trail and roar down the road directly toward the negligee-clad brunette.
Richard Dunn, the cattle are headed right at Adrian Barbeau. She's going to be crushed under 1,000 hooves.
Not if I have anything to do with it. On Turbo, on Boy!
Ride, Ranger, ride!
And yes, thus it was that on a hot, dusty Southern California afternoon, three great forces thundered towards a head-on collision with destiny. 1,000 head of charging, panic-stricken cattle, a negligee-clad brunette siren of the silver screen, and the love-struck idol of American youth. Oh, it's heart-pounding, heavy-breathing, high-powered excitement you won't want to miss. And it's here next week when we present episode 10 of Singing Sex Guns entitled Stampede of Love. Coming soon to this theater of the mind. And now, here again, a rider in the sky, Joey the Cow, Polka King, and Guy Clark.
Thank you, Texas Vix Bender, and thank you, Saddle Power. Stampede of Love with Adrian Barbeau. Gosh, I can hardly wait myself.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to close out the show and do a classic of the West. We're going to send it out to Renee Valley, who listens to us away up in the beautiful city of Missoula, Montana. We got to talking with Guy before the show about classic cowboy songs, and he said that, well, he and I know one of the greatest. Gail Gardner's famous Sorry Pete's or Tying Knots in the Devil's Tail. And we'll do just as much of this one as time allows before we head on home and thank Guy for being with us.
Kick it off, Fair Ranger Doug.
You want me to start it?
Well, if you like, okay. Well, I will.
You start it and I'll follow in with you there.
Now way up high in the Sorry Peaks where the yellow pines grow tall, Sandy Bob and Buster Jiggs had a roundup camp last fall.
Oh, they're taking their horses and running and ironing maybe a dog or two. Lop, they'd bout any long-eared calves that come within their view.
Now there's many a long-eared dogie that didn't hush up by day, had his long ears whittled and his old hide scorched in a most artistic way.
Well, one fine day, old Sandy Bob, he throws his iron down. Says I'm sick of the smell of burning hair and vows I'm going to town.
So he saddles up and they hits him a lope. There wasn't no sight of a ride, but them was the days when an old cowpoke could oil up his old insides.
Well, he started in a Kentucky bar at the head of Whiskey Row, and they wound up down by the depot house some 40 drinks below.
And they sets her up and they turns her around, goes her the other way. And to tell you the Lord's forsaken truth, them boys got drunk that day.
Well, as they was riding back to camp, packing a pretty good load, well, who should they meet but the devil himself come a-prancing down the road.
Now the devil, he said, you cowboy skunks, you best go hunt your hoe. I come up from Hell's Rim Rock to gather in your soul.
Well, Sandy Bob says, devil be damned, we boys are kind of tight. You ain't gonna gather no cowboy souls without you have some kind of a fight.
This song to be continued. Now, so long, Saddle Bow. See you next time on Right Radio Theater.
Touched him out and tailed him down by the fire.